motherfucking bitch ass Chargers.
Boy, got Khalil Mack.
Fuck, man.
That's scary.
Who are you telling?
Bitch ass Raiders.
And their offense, I mean, their defense is actually cold already.
Yeah.
Them niggas gonna win the championship.
No, they're not. Not this year.
Bro, they gonna whoop our ass.
Who y'all got?
Not a damn
soul. Nigga, Derek Carr.
Y'all just re-signed
Max Crosby.
Yeah.
For $98.98 million, 4-year extension.
Huh? $98 million?
Damn near 99.
It was because
you know Blow was in rehab 2 years ago?
Yes.
And now he's making $100 million?
Well, yeah, they gave him the extension on his rehab date. Like his not rehab date.
His
the fuck.
His like
sobriety birthday.
Sobriety birthday.
That's what it's called?
Yep.
Your dad got one, don't he?
Sobriety birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Bro, what was bro addicted to?
Weed. Hey, you can't even be addicted to weed.
On me, you could be addicted to weed.
Yeah, you can.
We're going to talk about addiction. Let's talk about addiction.
You can't be addicted to weed, bro? It's a habit.
You can be addicted to anything, bro.
That's true.
Anything.
But nigga, I'm talking about, like,
man,
addicted to like sleep or like weed is not the same as addiction to fucking nigga coke, meth.
Why it's not? It's a habit.
That yeah. Should call your name.
You think you slick?
Oh nah, this is the pre.
Nigga, nah, that shit really strong. Like
yeah, weed is strong.
Oh no. So I think like niggas that smoke blunts, they really addicted to the nicotine.
Well, yeah.
Over there.
Out of that, that is the addictive substance that keeps you back.
Wax. Every day.
That shit probably got some shit in it too, that.
Yeah, THC.
Nah, it's no way that shit's pure THC, nigga.
No. I'm saying you said it got some in it that keep bringing you back. Niggas like to be high. That's a habit. You get addicted to that.
Butane.
Nigga, that's out of a lighter, bro.
And out of the torches. That shit is hot metal. That's how you smoke wax.
Hot metal.
You warm up the metal.
Metal, nigga?
Yes.
Glass,
metal, whichever one.
Not the same.
It's not.
On me, if you smoking metal, nigga, you probably die.
Nigga,
that shit got way. Shit coming off of
aluminum throat.
Huh?
Aluminum throat.
Glass is like the purest way to smoke, bro. Especially if the flame is on the exterior of the device. It's heating it rather than like the heat being like actually applied to the actual thing, right? So if you're smoking a paper, you like the you put a lighter up, put the shit to your lips, you're inhaling butane.
Right.
Because it's just going through the shit. This is on the exterior type shit, right?
Maybe I'm thinking of like the, because they have the, I don't remember what that shit's called. The nail? Isn't it called a nail? That shit's wrong?
What, the top? That
some of them are metal. Some of them are metal.
Yeah, and they like have the self-heating ones that you need no torch for.
Oh, well, yeah, that's all that.
Yeah.
It's like the
kettle
we got right here.
Yeah. That shit come in so many different forms, though.
What? Weed shit?
No, just like the wax and concentrate. Like, I feel like the crumble is probably the purest thing, but when that shit's like the glass or...
When it's glass.
They have, like, you can shatter it.
Oh, you talking about the specific types. Like crushed diamonds and shit?
Yeah.
Y'all tripping. Y'all smoking glass.
I'll smoke some diamonds. Crushed diamonds. Cured diamonds.
Diamonds? You smoking diamonds?
That's what they call it.
You smoke BBS's, bro?
Nah, CZ's.
CZ's?
You smoking synthetics.
the deal.
What's good, y'all?
It's Durag Discussions, season 7.
Episode 3. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, episode 3.
Yeah, episode Wait. 3. Yeah, that's right. I think I fixed it on here. We recorded last time and that shit recorded, but then didn't process all of the audio or something like that.
Weird shit.
It's showing, like, we only got, like, a minute and 29 seconds of it recorded, so.
So, we're back.
We're back. So, you know, mental. We started off.
Yeah.
I'm going to add, for the past week. Ooh. I'll go second. You go.
Okay. For the past week. I'll go third. I'm just playing. I'll say like an 8.85.
Okay.
We've been cooling it.
I feel that.
You would be solid.
Shit. I would say it's been a week. Like, going both ways, going up, going down. A lot of change. I would say a 6.
6.
6.
6 is boo. It's above the learning curve. So.
Yeah. Had somebody pass my family this week.
Sorry to hear that, my boy.
Yeah. Found out my boy is going to the house.
Oh, yeah. Not going. That boy's he's in there. The house.
Yeah, he's there.
That shit's fucked.
And then finding out I'm having a son. Like.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Yeah. Yeah. A little BH, huh?
Man, so. Shit, it's been a week. Like, that's a lot.
Hell yeah.
Just in one. And this one ain't even over, so.
Nope.
But, so, yeah, I'm at a 6. Smooth.
Little baby but boy.
Still, like, yeah. Ups, downs, all around.
Yep.
This week. But, first segment, we gonna cover it. You got it. Take the wheel, Tev.
I'm gonna kick it off with the music notes.
I'm gonna kick it off.
I already got my shit ready.
Okay.
Hot and ready.
I'm gonna think
Little Caesars. This one is actually Travis's homie's grandpa. His name is Philip Bailey. He was also a member of Earth, Wind & Fire, one of my favorite groups. So this song is called Children of the Ghetto. I'll play it out a little bit. I'll tell you why after. It's a long ass song. It's like 5 minutes and 40 seconds left. But it's really just like a ode to, like, I guess younger him or little black kids. It's telling them keep your head up no matter like what type of shit you go through. But you know, I love samples. One of my favorite Currency songs. they sampled this song by Philip Bailey. '67 Turbo Jet.
Okay.
That's my shit. My Currency. But sampled this song, turned into a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Dope.
Feel it. My music note for this week is Look at Me by Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist. Off the Alfredo album.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy nominated.
I'm the kind of man that recognizes talent. And when I find it, I put it to work. Maybe you figured I'm straight from the block.
So, like I said, that album is hard. I can listen to that one top to bottom without any skips. He just got a wavy ass flow. Nigga, with the deep ass voice too. You don't hear that shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then just over Alchemist beat that just perfectly fits that shit. So, yeah.
No better way to attack that beat, bro.
Right.
It just came in. Slid right on that bitch.
Shit was perfect. But yeah, that's music notes. Now, this is actually your segment too.
Damn. This shit was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had to get this motherfucker in here. Guess like the topic of this segment is just like things we make bigger than like they actually are type shit. Literally anything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from like, oh, I remember now. It was like shit that black people make way bigger than what it needs to be. Like, oh, nigga,
I was trying to figure out what that example
why
was.
You got on like Adidas slides with Nike socks, yeah, nigga. Right. Or shit, like,
I never understood, like, when you're driving in the car and somebody's like, roll up the window, you letting the good air out. Nigga, the good air is coming from outside. What are you talking about? Like, where do you think this AC is coming from?
Yeah.
Like, just the engine? Nope. The exhaust? Like,
nigga, that shit from outside.
What do you mean?
It's industry
CO2. Right.
Shit. Fucking where you get gas from, nigga. I don't understand that shit. Gas is gas, bro.
They ain't gonna put no bullshit out there like that's not gas.
It all comes from overseas.
Bro, exactly. It all is gas, nigga. Like,
gas is gas.
Where are they putting water and Arco gas?
And I'll be putting Arco gas in my car.
Right. I'm like, put that water in my shit. Yeah. I'm about this motherfucker.
Run. Shit, we
for
straight.
This price? Bro, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Goofy ass nigga.
But like, where does that come from though?
It's generational myth. Shit, bro. Yeah.
It's a myth.
Literally. Like.
Exactly what we like on every single one of them examples, we like related it back to our parents in some way. Like.
Or even like designer type shit, right? He got on some Margiela's. I know they make some shit that look like that. They sell them on Instagram for like $40. They shoes, they look the same, same colorway type shit. Why is there this like big gap of?
You ain't got the answer, Sway.
All right, since you got the answer, come on in, Sway.
I ain't got the answer, Sway.
Yeah. I guess like, not I guess, but I know like materials have something to do with like the price and shit, of course.
Right.
But like shoes are shoes, shirts are shirts. What?
Go. I would say for me personally, I do it for the authenticity of the artist that created it from jump. Like, why wear something that the original creator didn't make? You feel me? Like, it may look very similar, but it's not the same.
Because, like, it became that style, and, like, everybody can attain that shit, so they're like, oh, I'm gonna just look
I'm
like
I'm gonna just bite off, off of their stuff, but I'm like, why? I'm gonna just go to the source, even though it's more expensive. Just, like, with, like, small businesses, I'm gonna pay.
But that done came, like, from, like, a societal thing, though. Like,
yeah. For sure.
The social perspective of it, like, I gotta have this, but I can't buy this shit right now, so I'm gonna buy this one. And they not gonna know in the club when it's dark, like.
Like, if I can't afford it right now, I'm gonna buy it.
Facts, right. I feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, why are we like this? Like, cause I'm I'll be the first to admit it. I got it bad.
But that shit ain't come. Like, do you think you had that before social media though?
Hell yeah.
I didn't have money before social media, so I couldn't tell
you. Even before we could buy our own shit, bro. Think about what our parents were putting us in.
Yeah.
Like, as babies, I couldn't even walk. I had Jordans on my feet. Like,
yeah.
Like, for what? I mean, you could do some crops on my toes.
I'm gonna fuck these up anyway. I can't walk.
You can dance some crops over the day.
Oh, really? I'll tell you that much. My kid will not be rocking no Jordans. Nike better be on clearance.
You say that now.
Until you can walk.
I'm gonna be bagging on that little nigga.
Nah, he ain't gonna be wearing no not named brand. I'm just saying.
Yeah, homie don't want to have the Skywalks.
Airwalks.
Skywalks.
Kill it. Nah, that's not fly.
The social societal thing.
But like some Pumas, Vans, like that's reasonable.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me.
When they get to like, niggas some
off-white baby shoes.
Some ones, like, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, it's $100, and you gonna be out of these in a month.
Yep.
And I ain't gonna fit them.
At all. I ain't gonna remember them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shit, this shit even go to the fucking water we consume. Even though water is not all the same, I will say that. But to an extent, water is water for at least the purpose of your body. You know, this shit will hydrate you. So Crystal Geyser, Dasani.
Mm-hmm. Both are trash.
I'm not opposed to that statement. But shit, I'll drink that shit.
What?
Either.
I'm not drinking Dasani.
Why are you not drinking Dasani?
That shit makes me more thirsty.
It's salty ass water.
Just hurt that shit.
I'm gonna drink salt water, just go to the fucking ocean.
Yeah. See, but me, like, I understand that for sure. Like, that argument, because I only drink alkaline water. Unless it's like,
you know how much sodium water? You know how much sodium Dasani has in it? 0%, nigga.
Cap.
What are you talking about? It's on all the bottles. People just be saying that bullshit.
They always say 0%. It's water.
What about ingredients?
Nutrition facts. This is what comes on the bottles.
What, water? That's all I say, yo.
No, where are the ingredients
at? Yeah. What do they use to purify the water?
Tap water was the first one.
Lethal drug and salt. Lethal drug. What the fuck is lethal drug?
Lethal? Huh? I should say lethal.
What the fuck you mean? Do I know? Do I think it's like lethal? I'm reading lethal? The word. L E T H A L.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Go back.
Four ingredients.
No, go back to the Google. So it's tap water, magnesium sulfate, which I'm pretty sure is some type of salt.
That is salt.
Potassium, chloride, and salt.
Yeah, bro.
You just said 0% sodium. My ass.
Shit, that's what it say on the bottle. Let's see.
Arrowhead is Duke. Arrowhead is so Duke. That's toilet water. That's straight mud.
That shit's whack. Arrowhead is really like, that shit don't even quench your thirst.
Nah, that's the bottom of the barrel.
When it's cold. Don't taste good when it's warm.
It just don't taste good.
It just don't.
Oh, bad. Here we go. Man, they say ingredients, spring water.
That's it?
That's like,
okay.
It's like winter water, man.
That shit poop. I don't know where, what spring they getting it out of, but shit.
That shit is not it. At all.
Like, I feel like there's, people don't want to be looked down on or excluded for, you know. Like, they want to seem or be special in some type of way. You feel me? So, like, what those things that do, it's either that or, like, in terms of, like, windows in a car or, like, what was the first one you said?
Oh, socks and sandals, different brands.
Yeah, like, those just are, like, low-key, like, that. Like, we know about that because, like, niggas ripping each other when they were younger. Like, you ain't trying to get ripped. Like, and you don't want to be a target. That's the other thing. That's what it really is.
But then you go straight down the street, like, the city down. You got these different-looking kids. They don't give a damn. Like, they don't give two fucks about what they got on.
Don't give no damn.
I don't know. I think that shit fucked our, when I say our society, I'm talking about black people, like, fucked us up a little bit. Pushed us back. Putting money into shit that really don't matter.
Unnecessary restrictions.
Yeah, like, that shit really don't matter. Black people are not the richest in the United States, but also one of the biggest consumers of, like, Louis Vuitton, Gucci type shit, right? Niggas.
Don't add up.
Nah, niggas in projects iced out. Was $1,000 sneakers on, $500 jeans, $200 shirt,
$100 ring.
Exactly.
$100 ring.
Judgment versus questioning. First, like, can you distinguish between the two? Like, how you define each and, like, compare it. Rolling ass chairs. This shit sent me all the way across the room.
I'll say, I guess, judgment is like the initial thought of, like, what you perceive, right? Whereas questioning, it's like more developed thoughts. Mm. Like, after, like, give yourself some time to ponder on this, and then, like, it switches a little bit into, like, a different lane. For, like, a simple example, it's like, damn, I don't feel good at this party right now because the vibe just changed, right?
Right.
Like, I need to leave. Questioning comes in, like, damn, maybe I'm tripping. Like, I'm straight. I don't need, like, I'm just thinking too much, right?
Don't
shit.
Don't be so, yeah. So, like, that's fire. The way you spun it, I'm glad I asked you first, because, like, the way I was thinking is in communication, like, with another person. Or, like, just, you know, how you understand the person around you. Like, judgment, right off the bat, I feel like you didn't even give it a chance to speak for itself. You didn't give the opportunity for someone to actually make an impression. Like, you just, whatever you saw, and you took that as who they are or what they are. But then questioning is more of like, I'm trying to understand this. Like, if I ask a question, it's not me trying to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like really a true, like, I'm trying to cop an understanding of this shit. And on that level, mm-hmm. like, it's more productive in a way. But how can they be confused when you're like the one receiving judgment or questioning? In the way it's portrayed for show, like, I know for me, I'm very straightforward. Like, I'm not going to like giggle around it. I'm gonna just tell you straight to the point.
Yeah.
Nigga, straight line A to B, and that's what it's gonna
be. Y'all could have seen this nigga's hand.
Yeah, straight line. But no, like, I feel like that can be taken as judgment sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's really like, nah, I'm really trying to understand, like, what do you mean by that? Why'd you do that? Yeah. Like, why that way?
I'm not asking you this in like a, right. in like a,
like, if I think something goofy, I'm gonna just say like, hey, that was goofy as fuck. Like,
sorry, but not sorry.
Why'd you do that shit? Yeah. Like, that's the only time I might like ask a question, but it's gonna follow after the judgment. Yep. Like, but like, how can they be confused though? Like, or other ways that can be confused?
Like in somebody else's eyes, as if like what you were getting towards, they could definitely confuse the two. Yeah, really, you pinned it on the head, bro.
Like, or if you're like overly like defensive, maybe, and like you just can't take any advice, or you don't see, and you're more close-minded. The more close-minded you are, the more like a different point of view or thought process could fucking like send you off the handle because you like, I don't understand that shit. Like, nah, fuck that. Yeah. My way gotta go. Like.
Yeah. you got it, bro.
Yeah. Next thing, is there anything you pretend? Oh wait, well, I'm tripping. I'm jumping all the way up to the ungame. What's the reaction to what the reaction is to both versus what it should be? So like what the like more for each one, right? So for judgment and for questioning, what's the reaction in reality versus like what it should be for each?
Well, if oftentimes when you question something that somebody already knows something about, they will instantly start to like judge you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, you don't understand this? Like, what's up with that? But like, nigga, if I understood, I wouldn't have to be standing here questioning this whole shit.
That's why I asked the question. Yeah.
Nigga, I got a perfect example. Black people in spades. If you know how to play, you instantly suck if you're on another team.
Right.
If you don't, then you like, who raised you?
Right.
Like, what house did you grow up in? Right? You don't know how to play this shit? Like, no, I just told you. Hey, everybody, such and such don't know how to play. Like, when a guy just told you I don't know how to play, like, you gonna teach me?
Teach me or what? Like, where I can't play because I don't know how.
Yeah, like or else I'm gonna just
I gotta hit a YouTube tutorial first.
I'll say, like, the reaction is really goes on, like, I guess who's on the other side of, like, other end of the token.
Yeah.
Like,
and, like, the reaction to judgment usually is, like, damn, I gotta protect myself. When, like, sometimes, I mean, it's hard to take judgment. Like, unless it's, like, from somebody you really look up to or you really respect, you feel me? Like,
yeah, I agree.
Especially from somebody just random, like, you like, hold on.
Nigga, who is you?
Right, exactly.
You know nothing about me.
I do think, like, it's appropriate to stand up for yourself, of course, and stand up for what you believe, but
also, like, you low-key got to combat the judgment with questioning, like, well, why do you think this way? Da-da-da-da. Yeah. And try to understand both sides rather than trying to fight, knowing each side going to stay on their side. Like, like, that's one thing. I'm not going to fight and argue about something that I know I'm not going to change your mind. And my mind's not going to be changed. Yeah. So what are we arguing about? Like, you believe that, I believe this. Let's come to an agreement. That's a disagreement. But then, I guess we just covered.
Yeah, both, we covered both sides of that.
Shit, take us into the next one.
We, it's the Ungame.
Ungame.
First one on the Ungame. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Ooh. Favorite childhood memory. Ooh, that's tough. I would say going to a Laker game with my pops and watching Kobe hit a game winner.
Oh, shit.
That shit was fire. That was fire.
Kobe only had 6 game winning buzzer beaters. And you were at one of them.
Sheesh. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fire.
And that's, ooh. Like, as a full experience, like, going with my pops and all that was definitely, like, the full memory. And then that was part of it as well. But, like, favorite moment was probably the Rose Bowl between USC and Texas. With Reggie Bush, Vince Young, all of them. That shit was fire.
Right, that shit was jumping.
Incredible, bro. Like,
at the bowl, too?
Yes, at the Rose Bowl. And I remember being, like, right on the side where Vince Young took that shit in, that same corner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's definitely up there.
Damn.
For sure, for sure. I still got them tickets.
For sure you do. I'll say favorite childhood memory. Shit, honestly, bro, I used to just love going up to my aunt's house up in San Jose. Get on a plane, go up there, a little 2-hour plane ride. Maybe like an hour and a half. We'd just be up there for like a week and a half for all the time. So go every summer. My Auntie May, shout out Auntie May. She used to really just spoil us, bro. Niggas would never want to leave that house, bro.
I don't want to go home.
I do not want to go home. I want to stay up here.
I feel that.
Man, she was fire.
Shit, next question. Would you describe yourself as an introvert or extrovert?
I'll say it. I'm an extrovert. Just because I know introverted people and we're not the same. Of course, I have introverted moments, but like as a whole, I'll say I'm an extrovert, bro. I go out of my way to talk to people more oftentimes than I don't. So yeah, I'll say I'm an extrovert.
I'll say the same thing. Just because, like, I see where I flourish in terms of work and shit, and it's where, like, I'm interacting with people, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of playing that, like, I got to communicate with everybody, so, and I can. So, I would definitely say I lean towards extrovert, even though, yeah, like you said, like, it's probably about 40% of the time I do want to be an introvert, but I just don't allow myself. I don't allow myself that, so. Yeah. Next question.
What was your favorite toy when you were a kid?
Ooh. Damn.
Nigga, baseball? Baseball bat? That's not a toy.
Honestly, I would say my basketball rim in the front yard. Like, that's fire. Yeah. Like, I used to be out there just living it up. Like, yeah. Having my own game in my head. I'm in game 7 finals.
30 seconds left.
Yeah, 30 seconds left.
This wasn't even my toy. It was Travis's. But he had Hulk gloves. And we used to go at it with them gloves, bro. Big ass green glove with a handle inside of it. You know what gloves I'm talking about.
Yep. Them shits was a best seller for sure.
Bro.
This shit, everybody has some of them hoes.
Yup.
Everybody got big ass hands in their toy chest. Like,
the fuck is that shit?
Nah, facts. That's fire. Next one. What do you say to comfort yourself when something scares you? Like when a plane is bumpy or when you're in a scary place? What do you say to comfort yourself?
What do I say to comfort myself?
Yeah.
Shit. Nigga.
He say nigga. That's what he say.
I don't know, bro. Be trying to pray if I'm scared, dog. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, bro. I mean, ain't shit. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on situation. Mm-hmm. For real. If I'm on a plane, I'm like, shit, bro. I mean, I ain't got no control. Like, I ain't got no control over that shit. So what happens, happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing to say. Like, really ain't got nothing to say.
I really feel like you would have had shit to say, too.
Oh, no, I'd be like, fuck it, bro. Let's just, we gonna see what happened. I'll talk to you when we finish this shit.
Shit, I feel like mine is like, I know going through like hard ass workouts and shit like that, bro, will always help me. I'll be like, in the middle of that bitch, like, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. And then, like, whatever I need at that moment, Lord, give me blank. Like, yeah.
I'll say, like.
And that's a prayer, low key.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If it was like, if I'm in like a foreign place, not even like foreign, though. Like,
just different.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
A new place.
I tell myself, like, look, man, we just got to get back home. And then we'll be straight. Mm-hmm. Find a major street, go up or down or across that motherfucker till you find the damn freeway or whatever. Shit. And that's it.
You just got to get back home. Get back to where it's familiar. No, facts.
But, yeah, that's it.
I feel that. Shit, I'm gonna start wrapping this shit up.
Yeah.
Any lifestyle tip, advice, shout out? Did I forget one?
Challenge.
I think that's it.
Right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all of them. That's all of them. Anything you may have.
Honestly, in this season, just be selfish, honestly. Just be selfish. Do for you first. If you're the type of person that doesn't do for you, and if you're the type of person that does for you first, do for somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, be selfish if you're an unselfish person.
Thank you. I needed that. Shit, mine would be push to get better every day, one way or not. Like, that's my challenge for myself too. Mm-hmm. Specifically for myself, continue to just get better and find a way to grow and be open to it, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
Mental state. That's 24.
Honestly, bro, I'm at like a 9. Like a 9.
I'm at 7.5. Yeah. It's a lot of shit, like, there's things that, like, I should be excited for, or am excited for, you know what I'm saying, right now, but, like, me and my nigga were just talking about this shit, like, our, like, there's three of us in this best friend group, right, and one of them is, like, locked up, you know what I'm saying, and, like, when you actually know somebody's heart, and, like, because they, in there, or in the court, wherever, they gonna look at him and just be like, just a black dude, like,
what did you do? And this is you
with a record, right? Yep. Like, and just knowing who he is, like, to the, like, to his core, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my boy were sitting down, he brought up first, he like, bro, I can't stop thinking about my nigga. I'm like, I can't either, bro. Like, it's like a flash of, like, guilt almost. Mm. Even though it's not like I can make decisions for him, yeah. I can, you know, really get him out of some shit. It's more of like,
or done anything to change, like, the situation.
I'm like where I am right now, like literally in this moment, like I'm not, I can go wherever I want. I have a car. I have beautiful things I can just go do and yeah. see, and beautiful things in my life. And it's like, he's in a concrete, like, wall to wall.
I said a concrete jungle.
Man. In there and can't do nothing. Nope. Shit. Like, and that shit really fucks. That shit hurts me, bro. Yeah. That shit really hurts me. And like, I just don't know if this is fucked up to say, but, like, maybe because it's more unexpected, so I don't think it's fucked up. Like, in the same week, my auntie passes away. But she prepared us, you know what I'm saying? She let us know, like, she had conversations with all of us. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that was built up to, rather than, like, just some sudden shit. Yeah. You're like, fuck. Like, yeah. Now I gotta process this shit and deal with it all in the same breath, like, yep. So I think because that shit came on so sudden and, like, cause we ain't even talked to him at that
in a minute.
Like, he literally hit us, like, we have a group chat, he hit us both up then, like, 2 days before, and neither one of us answered.
Damn.
Just locked in to what we doing, yeah. Man. So I'm not like, oh, fuck this nigga. I'm not.
Yeah, nah, it's just, you got shit going on.
Like, fuck, like. And that shit, low key, is. Like, that's the type of shit that make you think, like, fuck, like, what if I could have spoke, we could have spoke to this nigga and spoke yeah. some life into this nigga, yeah, or some intelligence, yeah. anything, like. Maybe he really needed to talk to us. You feel me? Like,
but all at the same time, you can't make that choice.
No, not at all. No. But it's just like, it, with anything that's like, you know, that's like tough or hard or whatever, like any tough situation, like, you always gonna think, especially if you feel like that was a chance, you know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. this moment was a chance, or that moment was a chance. Like, you gonna think about that regardless.
Yeah.
But that questioning in your head will be like, no, like, honestly, are you tripping? Like, this, like, you can't put this on yourself. Like, exactly. Let's be real. But that first initial thought is going to come.
Yep.
It's just how you deal with it.
I agree.
But on that note, Durag Discussions, man, season 7, episode 3.
Yep,
Tav. Appreciate y'all. I'm Bryce. And we got to put our playlist together for Durag Discussions.
Oh, yeah, for this week.
So if y'all don't know, if you're on Spotify, go ahead and check out the bonus episode, which, or bonus episodes that'll be in the future of Durag Discussions Radio. Oh. It doesn't play the full song, but it'll give you a clip, and there's also a list of the songs on the episode, or in the description of the episode, and then we're going to put together a playlist for yep. each season.
Yep.
All right, so appreciate y'all for listening.
Keep tapping in.
Keep tapping in. Share this shit, man. Share it. I'm seeing dips in the numbers again. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Get that shit to go back up.
I don't like that at all. Shit, have a beautiful day. See you on the Durag Discussions week.
Yep.
And free my nigga Mully.
Yeah, free Mully, bro. Black ass nigga.
Yeah, we bro. Hey, need him back on everything.
Shit.
And we out.
Yeah, we out.